begin, shall we?
Warner Brothers is proud to present the story of a guy.
Warning, I'm here.
And his bike.
James Bond kind of stuff.
Together for the first time in their first big movie.
I meant to do that.
I say we kill it.
Yeah! I say we let him go.
Is Pee-wee Herman.
Hello!
In Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Be sure and tell him Large Marge sent ya.
What? What?
There's a lot of things about this podcast you don't know anything about. Things you wouldn't understand. Things you couldn't understand. Things you shouldn't understand. But understand this. We finally got Chris to agree to do today's movie. The amazing, the classic, and spoiler, better than I even remembered, 1985 Tim Burton directed Pee-wee's Big Adventure. Yes, before he found his muse in Johnny Depp or worked on multiple movies with Michael Keaton, Tim Burton helped bring Paul Reubens' character, Pee-wee Herman, to the big screen. And tonight, as I talk about this movie while drinking an orange peel wheat lager in honor of Pee-wee's orange juicing making dinosaur, I'm being helped to bring this podcast to you by two of the very best in the business. First up is a man who I think of first when I think about this movie. The man who I know loves this movie as much as I do. He's a loner. He's a rebel. Well, maybe he's not a loner. Mr. David Corsetto, how are you doing this evening, and what are you drinking, if you are even drinking?
Listen, I'm actually drinking, but I'm trying to keep it light since I was literally on a massive drinking spree the last 2 weeks. So I'm actually drinking Heineken Silver, which I think is pretty good for a light beer. So if anyone out there wants to try it, it's delicious. And I'm doing well. How about you, Mikey? It looks like you lost
the sponsor.
I can't call you Fat Buck anymore.
Thank you. Thank you. I mean, it would have been nice if you didn't do that before, but hey, you know, I have to lose weight to gain respect. I'll do it.
Do you think you can lose weight in your head so that your head evens off? Because right now,
I'm trying.
Massive head on a lollipop stick.
Let's put it this way. If I put this video up on YouTube right now, you're the fat fuck. So basically, on that image, you look disgusting.
I look like I'm muscular.
Can we finish the introduction, please? Next up is a man who I can only assume now has this movie in one of his many, many top 10 lists. A man who obviously listens to reason, Mr. Christopher Morris. How are you doing this evening? And who gives a shit what you're drinking? How much did you love this movie? But what are you drinking?
Michael, I'm doing well. I'm actually drinking a French martini, which...
In honor of Simone.
In honor of Simone. I just want to point out, David is actually the opposite of a loner.
That's true.
You always have to be in a relationship year of your life since the age of 12. That's the opposite of a loner. So how much did I love this movie? Okay, let me just lay it out. Like, you know, we had been going back and forth. I had heard good things about people, you know, from people I trust. And you two.
And us.
Seem to be obsessed with it. And dare I say... Pretty brilliant movie.
It's a brilliant movie.
It honestly, so I'm going to, you know, like I told you guys, I am going to give my movie nerd point of view and break it down. Okay. I'll go through the plot, you know, eventually. But I'm going to, you know, back up, let you guys clear out the paint, let you guys cook, you know, you guys, well, giggle. We'll probably just giggle and make Pee Wee quotes.
I legit send that motorcycle scene out to anyone I know as much as I can, because that to me is one of the funniest fucking scenes in the entire movie.
You actually helped me appreciate that scene.
Just because his facial expressions, just because everyone around him, just because like when he kicks that bike into gear and he revs it.
He's so happy.
Just change. He just drives off. And he starts swerving and then hits the side. Fucking genius.
And you see him fall off the bike, too. You see the bike.
It's genius.
It really. So I told you guys, I watched the show, whatever, with Phil Hartman, his farmer, Bill, whatever it was.
He's a captain. Yeah, something. Yep.
So, yeah. Oh, yeah, right. I appreciated Pee Wee. I was probably, I don't know, you know, 12 or 13 or whatever that was. And I just never watched the movie. I didn't know it was Tim Burton's first. So it legitimately, like, you could see, wow, this is like honestly better than Beetlejuice. I think, like, constructed, like, aside from the silliness, I thought it was just like the Pee Wee act. Yep. But it's not going to make my top 10. I'm sorry. It's not going to make my top 100, maybe. What?
Oh, that's stupid. Crazy. That's stupid.
Well,
that's
it's not crazy, but yeah. I just think it's, I thought it was a little crazy. Really well done. Yeah. I love the production design, how it was visually right, awesome. Style. Right? Like,
you could see Tim Burton already right there.
Yes. Of course, you hear Danny Elfman, you know, the great Danny Elfman score. But I was saying you could see the Tim Burton, you know, bits when he's dreaming and the Large Marge. Yep. and all that stuff that would you then see in I actually didn't see Beetlejuice until that, like 20 years after it came out. But
Chris, that Large Marge scene, right? When you watch that scene, you gotta watch it. You gotta watch it, but you gotta watch
Stoned
face.
Yeah, like, no, I.
His face gets more and more like terrified as that scene goes on. And that's the brilliance of this movie, because it's a lot of just facial expressions. Right.
Yeah, little things. Well, I love I told you guys, my one of my favorite scenes, might have been my favorite scene, was when he was going over, when he had everybody, you know, all the people breaking down
in the basement with all the evidence
in the basement, and he yelled it. I did laugh out loud when he yelled it, Larry.
Amazing Larry.
Amazing.
Which Amazing Larry, it's funny because that character would have made more sense if with a deleted scene that he's in, but it's actually better with the hair and everything.
I do like that it's random. It's better than it's random. I do like that you don't know him. I do like the stuff like that. I thought it was great. The supporting characters, actors. Just a bunch of unknowns who a lot of them don't go on to any,
right.
You know, much, I assume, but they were perfect. You know, like the prisoner, I love the whole prisoner scene, the escaped convict, who, you know, not that he was complete unknown. I think I've seen him in other things, but that whole thing was great.
I love the scene where he's walking by himself in the storm. And I remember me, you, and Elio doing that scene. I think it was me and Elio, maybe.
Oh, and
when it's raining out, and he's
in the neighborhood. I mean, the Tufts came up to him, and he hissed at him.
Hey, man, you're new to this turf. We don't take kindly to strangers coming around here.
And he just hisses at them.
Like, for a character that goes on to be known for, like, you know, big and, you know, family fun. In this movie, it's the little things he does, and there's so much of a movie where he's such a selfish prick. He has no patience at the Alamo. He's a jerk to everybody. Like, And it's these faces he makes. Even right. with the bikers, he yells at them to shut up so he can, because he's trying to use the phone.
Yeah. I think, honestly, that stuff is great. Go ahead, dude.
And they're like, we should kill him and shoot him for a pot. He's like, I think you should let him go.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that pot was great with Elvira.
I say we kill him.
Yeah!
I say we hang him, then we kill him.
Yeah!
I say we stomp him.
Yeah!
Then we tattoo him.
Yeah!
Then we hang him.
Yeah!
And then we kill him.
Yeah!
I say we let him go.
No!
I say you let me have him first.
Ah, oh, damn it. I was going to see if you knew who that was.
I knew that.
The little things like that. And it was also very, you know, very, just very smart. The script, the Deep in the Heart of Texas.
The stars at night are big and bright.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
Stuff like that is, I thought the Alamo scene was hilarious too. When, was it Jan Hooks?
Jan Hooks.
Yeah.
Jan Hooks, Hicks. Jan Hooks, that part cracked me up.
Or later when he's like, what do you remember? He goes, I remember the Alamo. They're like, yeah.
Yes. Yep.
Oh my God. There's just so many great scenes. There's too many to actually.
There's so many of these parts of these movies where I realize Dave and I have been quoting them for decades. Little things. Just even the out of nowhere. It's
great.
I will continue to watch it more and more too. I will, you know,
it's the little thing. I honestly only watched it once, and that's all I needed to do. That's all I needed to watch, because I've watched it so many times in my life.
Yeah.
It's like riding a bicycle. As soon as you watch it, you're like, it brings you back to when you're a kid laughing your balls off with friends, watching the crazy silliness. I actually watched it with my son and his friends today, and they're like,
they appreciate it.
They're like, this is so fucking dumb, but it's like, I appreciate the dumbness of this movie. Like,
that's funny.
They couldn't take their eyes off. They were laughing with me, so I'm like, they must have liked it. But so I'm like, I asked you, Timothy, does it hold up? It does hold up.
I appreciated it as a kid. You watch it, you see all the silliness and everything, but I appreciated it more.
I just had never. I mean, what year did it come out?
85.
I was 15. I don't know. I just didn't appeal to me.
Got a little lost in the box office.
Thought it was a little silly. Well, I thought it did really well.
It did good.
Like 40 million or something.
Yeah, 40 million on a 7 million budget. But I'm going to go through the stats real quick right now.
Okay.
Of course, came out in 1985, written by Phil Hartman. I forgot, Dave, and you said he's in it. I was like, what? And then I saw it at the end.
Well, he helped write this movie.
Yeah.
He co-wrote it. That's a good point, Dave.
Thank you, David. Anyway, written by Phil Hartman, Paul Rubens, and Michael Verhoel. Directed by Tim Burton. Starring Paul Rubens, but of course, in this movie, he's coming in as Pee Wee Herman. Also starring Elizabeth Daly as Dottie. She goes on better known as E.G. Daly. Really a big-time voice actress.
She's a voice actor. Yeah. Actress, yeah.
I mean, I know her from this and Better Off Dead, and that's pretty much it. Mark Holton as Francis. I know him from this and Teen Wolf. Then there's Diane Salinger as Simone. Judd Omen as Mickey. I'm trying to do the goddamn
intro. He's going through the...
And you're still doing this. Asshole. And of course, they're not in the cast, main cast. That's pretty much the main cast, but a big, special, amazing cameo from James Brolin and Morgan Fairchild as PW and Dottie. In Rotten Tomatoes, it got a score of 88% with an audience score of 79%. Metacritic, who gives a shit? They got a 47. I don't even understand it. It has a budget of $7 million. It got close to $41 million. It opened on August 9th, 1985. And I looked up a bunch of movies was Cocoon, Real Genius, Weird Science, European Vacation, Summer Rental, Fright Night, and Back to the Future. That's what it had going up against it at the box office.
Wow.
And it still did pretty well.
Those were 80s movies, for Christ's sake.
It was not nominated for any Oscars, but I think Listen, watching it today, I think
set design.
If it came out this year, maybe set design. But I think Danny Elfman would have been nominated for either a Golden
Globe. Yeah, the score was great. Score was fantastic. Score.
It was nominated in 1986 for the Young Artist for the Best Motion Picture of the Young Artist Awards, but it lost to The Heavenly Kid.
Heavenly Kid. Wow.
Heavenly Kid, 1986, and then in 2008, it was nominated for a Best Dance Sequence in the TV Alien Awards, but it lost to Dirty Dancing. Those bastards. That's really it for the stats.
Is Dave eating key lime pie or something?
Is that bacon? Chicken? He just went from before we hit record. He just was eating bread. I think he's carbo loading. He really wants to be heavier than me tomorrow when I go over his house.
It reminds me of Naked Gun when the guy just brings out the submarine sandwich.
Right. I was going to say it reminds me of The Exorcist. When we did the podcast and Dave hit a deer and then he couldn't stop eating.
My kids and I have finally got to watch it. I think they're of age. They're older than three.
David, I need you to tell everyone what's on your plate right now. Everything. Go.
This is on the YouTube.
Pork tenderloin.
Pork tenderloin.
Mashed potatoes and corn.
Now, everyone, why did I tell you that? What's the significance? I don't know. Exhibit Q, the pen. Chuck's Bikorama. I just keep going. Oh, thanks for they finally showed up. We can finally get started.
Oh, is that when he did his thing?
The yeah.
See, I'm gonna miss that.
Knitting. I could just keep going. But
favorite scene, Mikey. Quick.
Oh, it's without a doubt. He's the bellboy who can't stop looking in the camera.
Paging Mr. Herman. Mr. Herman, you have a telephone call at the front desk.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes, I understand. That was the president again. I've got to steal back the X-1 before the Soviets find the secret compartment containing the microfilm. The future of the free world is riding on this one.
I'm going with you.
No, Daddy, it's too dangerous.
I invented the X1, PW. I'm going with you.
All right, let's go.
You are such a pushover.
I know you are. But what am I?
And he looks in the camera, he walks away, he tries to walk, he realizes he's caught, he walks away, he looks back, and he's so proud.
He's mouthing the scenes.
He's saying James Brolin's lines.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Incredible. That's and he's like so proud of himself. And of course, the big thing is it's his life story. He's in one scene and they dub him.
Yes.
Beijing. No, nothing right now, Mr. Herman.
Chris, what's your favorite scene?
I was just going to ask you, but is it crazy that it's when he calls the meeting and calls the meeting and just the way he's such an asshole and
it is pretty great.
Yells at Amazing Larry.
Good. We can finally start the big meeting. Dottie. Chuck.
Let's begin, shall we? Shall we?
This box contains over 217 bits and pieces of information. Evidence. Exhibit A. Photograph of the victims, my bike, and me. Exhibit B. Another photograph.
What's missing from this picture? It's just me, without my bike.
Is this something you could share with the rest of us, Amazing Larry?
When he holds the picture of him with the bike, and for some reason he has a sad picture of him without the bike, and he looks like this look on his face.
I did. I laughed out loud.
That was a good scene.
What about you, Dave?
My favorite scene is definitely the bike scene. Always has been.
The bike scene?
Yeah, when he just drives off.
He has a bike in a lot of scenes.
No, the motorcycle.
Talking about when he steals it? Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Yeah.
He drives out the motorcycle, hits the friggin' billboard, and he just falls up on the side.
Incredible.
Scene.
Thanks a lot, dudes.
I hope you find your bike, man.
Yeah!
Yeah, that is great. And that whole bar scene when he yelled at them and.
I'm sorry, operator. I can't hear you.
I'm trying to use the phone.
Did anybody tell you that this is the private club of the Satan's helpers?
Nobody hipped me to that, dude.
It's off limits!
Oh. Well, my mistake. Guess I'll be on my way then. Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me.
It feels like that bike scene, like, is the most famous scene of the whole movie, just because of tequila. Like, that's the scene they always pull out.
Right. That's all I remember. Yep. That's all I remember when as far as seeing, I don't know what I watched back, but I must have seen some of it because I was like, oh yeah, tequila.
There's
pretty funny, but
there are some good deleted scenes. Like, there's a weird dream sequence again. I think where they're like on a high wire, and there's a scene where he actually uses. He's in the Old West back lot of WB, and he actually uses his boomerang bow tie. That's
really?
Only one that doesn't really come back into play later. The trick gun.
Right,
comes
they showed
play.
All the. I love that. I love that part. You know, just the little gadgets and just like, you know, how it opened and stuff was very, very fun. They almost deleted the. Tim Burton almost deleted the large march scene.
Oh, really?
Because it was so out of left field. I saw a thing like it didn't really belong. It wasn't like. Part of the plot, so they almost deleted it, which
I almost forgot.
Became famous.
A great.
You want to bang out the plot real quick?
Can I give one more great scene before we go?
Yeah.
When he confronts Francis, when he realizes it's now you got me too. Whoever stole the bike is obviously whoever returns the bike is obviously the one who stole it. And they don't deserve a reward. I use that line all the time, but or I always say that
$10,000 was it.
$10,000 reward.
$10,000.
But when he goes to Francis's house and Francis has his bodyguard from like old James Bond movies. Oh, really? Where are they hosing him down? Locks himself into his giant bathtub, which I love.
My bike, Francis?
What would I do with that? Oh, really? I can have any bike in the world.
You don't want it anymore because you already have it. Tell me where it is before I lose patience with you, Francis.
Help! Help! Help
me! Help me!
Go ahead and scream your head off. We're miles from where anyone can hear you.
And he starts drowning him. Just... fantastic.
That was good stuff. That was good stuff. And his father.
Say that again, Dave.
What?
We enacted that scene with you guys all the time.
Yeah. We do that all the time.
In bathtubs?
Not in the bathtub.
No, that's Greg. Greg and Mikey would do bathtub scenes. Let me bang out the plot.
Whatever we do
matters.
For the art. I know. I just like, are we going to do the matter, the plot? I mean, it's important to Pee Wee.
If you want to insert, your clips. And whatnot, and your gadgets. So, okay, Pee Wee Herman's bike is the main object of his affection, obviously. His neighbor Francis is jealous of it and covets
Francis Buxton.
Morning, Pee Wee.
Well, Francis.
Today is my birthday, and my father said I can have anything I want.
Good for you and your father.
So guess what I want?
A new brain.
No, your bike. What's so funny, Pee-wee?
It's not for sale, Francis.
My father says everything's negotiable, Pee-wee.
I wouldn't sell my bike for all the money in the world. Not for $100 billion, $1 trillion.
Then you're crazy.
I know you are, but what am I?
You're a nerd.
I know you are, but what am I?
You're an idiot.
I know you are, but what am I?
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 I know you are, but what am I? Infinity.
No, I'm not. You are.
No way.
Knock it off.
Cut it out.
No, shut up, Pee-wee.
Why don't you make me?
Why don't you make me?
Because I don't make monkeys. I just train them.
Oh, Pee-wee, listen to reason. Oh, come on.
I'm listening to reason.
Pee-wee!
That's my name. Don't wear it out.
Remember the first time I saw your bike? You were riding past my house, and I came running out to tell you how much I liked it even way back then.
I love that story.
You'll be sorry, Pee-wee Herman.
Dottie, who works at the bike store, has a crush on him.
So's my horn ready yet?
Yeah, it's ready. Should be loud enough for you now.
Where is it? Let's hear it.
Wait, I want to talk to you first.
You are talking to me.
No, I want your undivided attention. Look, Pee-wee, this is important. There's someone I want to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know if you'll do something.
What?
I want to know if you'll go someplace with me.
Like where?
The drive-in.
Look, Daddy, I like you.
I like you.
That's the thing. I like you, too.
Daddy!
A lot of things about me you don't know anything about, Daddy. Things you wouldn't understand. Things you couldn't understand. Things you shouldn't understand.
I don't understand.
You don't want to get mixed up with a guy like me. I'm a loner, Daddy. A rebel.
Did we mention Pee-wee's?
I always thought of him as asexual. Like, he kind of has a crush on her, but he's like a little kid.
So when Pee-wee's on a shopping spree, his bike is stolen. Police don't think it's serious enough. So Pee-wee confronts Francis, and but his father convinces him, Pee-wee, that he didn't steal the bike.
You do believe me, don't you, Dad?
Pee-wee offers a reward of $10,000.
Pee-wee, how are you ever going to pay a reward like that, huh?
It's simple. Whoever returns the bike is obviously the person who stole it. So they don't deserve any reward.
You see that Francis did have it stolen, but didn't want it when he sees how obsessed Pee-wee
but
is with it.
The guy says, a deal's a deal, so fork over the money, but it's done.
Yeah. That night, Pee-wee has a meeting of friends to try to find the bike, but it's not very nice to them. He visits a phony psychic who tells him it's in the basement of the Alamo. You see
Madame Ruby.
Let's see. Madame Ruby sees. I see a bicycle.
Yes! Is it okay?
It's okay.
Where is it? Can you see it? Where is it?
Where is it? Somewhere else. Somewhere far away.
But where?
Forget you.
Yeah, you see why she just came up with the Alamo. Something, a sign outside, right?
Yep.
Pee-wee hitchhikes to Texas, gets a ride from a fugitive convict, and
That hitchhike. Even that, he's getting pissed. He throws the thumb. At one point, he's just lying in the road, like dead.
Yes. Oh, he's right in the road, right?
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
So good.
Gets a ride from Large Marge, a truck driver ghost.
Have a nice day.
Be sure and tell him Large Marge sent ya.
He befriends a waitress, Simone, encourages her to follow her dreams. That part was very funny, too, when he says, everyone has a butt.
Yeah, well, let's talk about your big butt.
Yeah, big butt, right. So he finally arrives at the Alamo and finds out there is no basement.
At this time, I'd like to conclude our tour, and I mean it. Y'all have been one of the greatest groups I have ever worked with, really. Okay, are there any questions? Yes.
Where's the basement?
Excuse me?
Aren't we going to see the basement?
There's no basement at the Alamo.
Oh, then goes to a biker gang, knocks over their bikes, and wins them over by dancing to tequila. They give him a motorcycle, which he crashes, as Dave mentioned. He wakens in a hospital, sees his bike being used as a prop in the movies.
When he ran away from Simone and her boyfriend, and he gets on the train.
Oh my God, the train! We forgot about the train and the hobo.
Oh, that guy is hilarious.
Jimmy Crack Corn and I don't care. Jimmy Crack Corn and I don't care. Jimmy Crack Corn and I don't care.
Getting so annoyed that he jumps off the train.
They're dancing, and then he throws himself off the train.
He goes from loving it, and then you just see him get worse and worse and worse, like annoyed.
That part was awesome. Where are we? He wakens in the hospital, sees his bike being used as a prop in the movies. He sneaks onto the set and steals a bike
from young Jason Harvey.
Well, is everything straightened out?
We are ready whenever you are.
Doesn't it look like I am ready? I am always ready. I have been ready since first call. I am ready. Roll.
Quiet, please. This is a take. Settle. Roll, please. Speed.
Action!
Action.
Goodbye, Mother Superior.
Goodbye, Rusty. And God bless you.
Thank you, Mother Superior. I want the orphanage to have my bike.
No, Rusty. You sold a lot of magazine subscriptions to earn that bike.
But I want to give, sister. I have just received the two best parents a boy could ever hope for.
Oh, Rusty, you are an inspiration to us all.
I'll say. I'm going to start a paper route right now.
Hey, stop that nun.
Remember me? Let's go!
Leads them on a chase until he finally escapes, but then he stops at a pet store, which is on fire, so he rescues all the animals. He gets arrested, but the studio head sees his story and wants to make a movie about it. Pee-wee and Dottie watch in a drive-in with Pee-wee giving refreshments to all the people he met on his journey. What's that,
David?
Is Dottie hot or not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she's hot.
David Hot Alert. Repeat. This is a David Hot Alert. This is not a test.
Pee-wee, like Mikey pointed out, Pee-wee does make eyes at the,
the magic shop. And he rides
magic
off with
shop.
Her.
He sees.
He leaves his movie early.
And
Dottie, oh, yeah.
Dottie, little known fact, Dottie was in one of my other favorite movies of the 80s, Better Off Dead.
That is a little known fact that I brought up about 15 minutes ago.
Cool. I'm glad you're paying attention.
Maybe you were heating up your pork, you dickhead.
I had in my notes.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Sorry.
So when Pee-wee puts on the glasses,
yeah,
I was gonna obviously make the obvious comment that luckily he didn't start cranking it right then in the magic store. I did. R.I.P. my friend. R.I.P. No, he's. I thought that scene was funny.
Pee-wee. When they're about to get caught by the police with Mickey, Dave's not even paying attention, so it's making it worse. All of a sudden he has glasses and a beard for Mickey, and he has a dress for himself. And after they get away, I love that he keeps the dress on. He's just having a perfectly good time, just sitting there. And Mickey even looks at him like, laughing at him.
The cop was really loving it.
What's going on, officer?
We're looking for an escaped convict, ma'am.
We heard all about it on the radio. Right, honey?
Have you seen this man?
Blessing better heads on boils! No, I'm sure I'd remember this face.
Honey?
No. Would you mind stepping out of the car, ma'am?
No, not at all, officer. Some sort of problem?
No problem at all. I just wanted to take a quick look at that cute little outfit you have on.
Why don't you take a picture? It'll last longer.
Why don't you take a picture? It'll last longer.
Okay, but Is that where that because there's a lot of catchphrases from that movie.
I think that came from him, yeah.
100%, right?
Yeah.
No.
No? 1985?
Why don't you take a picture? It'll last longer?
I don't know that before him.
Well, I mean, you're right. It was in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles a couple of years later. You think they stole that from Pee Wee?
I think it was already in the vernacular by then. Now, a couple things that I remember from watching on VHS, these little errors that you don't quite see. When he's pulling the chain out of his bike, as you know, at the beginning when he locks it up with the clown, you can see the bottom chain. You can see it coming, like you can see the
bottom.
And then when he's driving and you see all the signs, and they say Falling Rocks, you can actually see, you can almost see it on the DVD version or on the digital. You can see the tracks, that the signs are just driving on tracks, which I always
really?
I loved the errors even.
That part was great, yeah. Maybe that was Pee-wee the first time said it. Wow.
Are you looking at it?
That scene was great that Dave mentioned, though, with the old guy. I'm glad he mentioned that.
Yes.
It was so randomly hilarious. The guy was
like, I forgot about the bull riding for 5 seconds. He got stuck on a bull and he just got destroyed.
Just this costume when he comes out on the cowboy outfit.
With his eyes. Or
gets a fucking bull and you see him close up and it's hilarious. Then he gets thrown off.
When they make
the dragon. The way they drag him off the fucking
Drag him right off. Jason Harvey plays a little prick who's like, and then he's like, "You're such an inspiration." Pee Wee goes, "I'll say, I'm gonna start a paper out right," and then he just leaves with the bike. So
that was good,
friggin' great. Or I sent that picture of him when he looks through the clothes, and then he has this devious look on his face as he goes away.
That's hilarious, but like that whole like. I'll say, I'm going to set a paper out right now. We used to say that all the time.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
The movies, the lines you don't even think are quotable in this movie, we quote all the time.
It really is well written.
What's that, Dave?
I bought that movie too, so I can start watching that and put that in my rotation so I'm not killing It's a Wonderful Life anymore.
So what? You
Dave
know what
and I so bad,
me
we,
of?
Dave and I are so bad, we quote Big Top Pee Wee, which isn't a good movie.
Yeah, I
was alive from that. We quote constantly.
I don't know what to make of the kid.
What do you mean, Mace?
Well, Pee-wee, when people don't want a circus, the world just doesn't make much sense.
What do you mean, Mace?
You know, I'm a guy who spent most of his life taking the world's frown and trying to turn it into a smile.
What do you mean, Mace?
Funny, for the first time, I wonder if that's worth doing.
What do you mean, Mace?
Terrible.
So, did you mention Milton Berle? Is it?
Oh my God, I forgot. Yeah,
great mention, Milton Berle.
So the other fellow said, "What do you think I got down here? A duck?"
A duck.
But I have in my notes, I forgot to mention, very Napoleon Dynamite is very, you know, seemed to be that type of movie, you know, was influenced by that same type of, you know, the Pee Wee vibe.
Yeah.
Dancing, like the dance scenes in those two movies, right?
Yeah.
True. That too, yeah.
True. Yep.
I'm bringing it.
Outlandish.
You're bringing it. Hey, Dave.
Well, I told you, this is your time to shine, buddy.
Yeah.
You're well prepared when we were going to have the podcast last night.
She was in Better Off Dead, too.
What last night? I forgot all about it. I was worried about this guy that was trying to kill me.
Didn't you have plans?
So you went out in public?
Oh, that's funny.
So, yeah. I think I'm going to add this to rotation.
But hold on.
Very good.
This is the first movie we made Chris watch, Mikey.
That's true. We pushed this movie. I feel like we pushed this movie.
Well, I mean. I did give the okay.
We submitted the proper paperwork and the proper permits, and it was approved.
So if this movie, if we're on YouTube and we had like credits, Dave's name would be much. You know, normally it says posted and
special appearance by Dave
Hosted and produced by Mikey Correa, and then it says created and directed by and starring Chris Morris. And then it would say, like, it would say a couple things like, with David Cassetto. But it wouldn't even say, like, at the end, like a 70s show that says, like, and also Scatman, right. You know, also Scatman Brothers. I'm really getting the young listeners in right now. But this one would say
Ted McKinley
featuring Dave Cassetto.
He's a featured player on this one. Yes. Featuring Dave Cassetto and his mashed potatoes and pork loin.
And The Shining is our biggest get.
Is it though, David? Because you know what's tied with The Shining right next to it? Zodiac. Exactly.
Zodiac's higher than The Shining?
It's a tie. Wow. Dead tie.
Out of here.
The power of Jake. The power of Jake shows you.
There's a lot of serial killer fans.
Though the power of Jake's not showing up in Nightcrawler yet, but he'll get there.
Dateline.
What?
What's that?
All my friend watches is Dateline. It's fucking creepy.
Well, guess what? She's going to see you on there someday pretty soon.
My friend. I didn't know what you meant by my friend.
And he joked about it right up until that he was killed with a Heineken bottle.
Wow, my Heineken bottle is straight up his asshole.
What the?
With Pee Wee Herman playing on his television, it seemed like it was some crazed sexcapade, but it turns out it was murder.
He was smiling when we found his body.
It smelled of pork loin and potatoes and bread.
You know, just seeing him cut the meat, it's great.
Look, we love this movie. This movie's amazing, but I think we already buzzed through it.
Yeah, we did.
We did.
So
this movie's fucking great.
Excellent. I thank you, fellas.
I am so pleased.
Ultimately, I had to approve it. True. I do thank you. I do thank you for bringing this to the table.
It was well worth it.
Well worth it. I enjoyed it.
I'm
going to
get
it.
This one up quickly because right around the corner, we are in spooky season in October, and we are going to go right up to last year, right up to 2020 as the first of possibly two, because usually we do about two horror movies. The first one we're doing here from 2022, we're going to bring you Barbarian. That's right. Barbarian.
I'm excited for that. I can't wait to show my kids that.
All right. Christopher, any parting words on your way out?
I was going to say something, but so we're going to leave it me just aggravated that I forgot to say something that I'm going to remember. But well done, gentlemen. Thank you. Continue to listen and subscribe. And
yes.
I'm looking forward to Halloween.
I know you are, but what am I?
We talk about great movies while drinking. We talk about great movies while drinking. Yeah, we talk about great movies while drinking.
Subscribe.
We feel fine.
I'm not even gonna lie though. I drink.
Yeah,
so
you drank too much wine.
Way too much wine.
That's filling too.
It's so filling. It's like a bottle a day, easily. Ugh. Easily a bottle a day. The last night I made myself puke. I made myself puke because I drank way too much. I'm like, I have
that
to.
That is gross.
You feel like you were there for so long.
It's fucking 2 weeks.
Yeah.
That is crazy. Yeah. Well, you're young and in love. Well, you're not young, but.
No, shut the fuck up. I'm not young and in love, you asshole.
But I'm going to be nice. I was going to lay into you and make comments about you bailing last night, but I'm not going to do that. Hey. Yeah.
I've got
it's your thing. You have to be in a relationship. Whatever. It's your thing.
Fans not experts.